Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Mr. Trump.
Your artist of the day. The keyword to cash is shell. Text it into 72881. Message and data rates may apply. It is a national competition. We will get to more of your calls here in just a moment, and we will be doing Sing It Back with Dana Wright. We were going to do it.
She's freaky good at that game.
Sickeningly good. Like crazy. I don't know how she does it. We were going to do that right about now, but in the interest of not wanting to insult James, Catherine, and Sandra, we're going to take all their calls because it's a very personal topic. So whatever you have, can you save it for next hour? Yeah. And then we'll get through this segment with the three of them, and then maybe we'll do Sing It Back coming up at 3:20 this afternoon. If we don't have enough time, we'll do it at 3:30. Okay? James in Kansas City. James, hello.
Hi, James.
Hello.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, I've got some real concerns about how you know, like you were talking about the distribution of these organs. My mother waited almost 15 years for her transplant.
And why? Well, do you know why she waited 15 years?
Basically, it was because we were poor, I guess.
James, wait. I don't know that income has anything to do with it.
You know, you would think not, but I know the way it used to work, the way that her doctor kind of explained it to us, Dr. Fredelton, he's a local guy here.
Hey, James, can you shut your car door before I fling myself out a window?
Whoa.
Oh.
Okay, James, you can't use that word on the radio.
I just want to read this real quick from, I looked it up. I couldn't remember the exact number. There are more than, at the time of this writing, 115,000 Americans on a waiting list for organs. More than 115,000 on a waiting list for organs. Most of those are kidneys and livers. But because of how the transplants are regulated, the severity of the shortage varies by geography. Listen to this. Not all regions are equally in need, though. The two regions that encompass the Deep South's stroke belt, think about that, where the obesity, that's what they call it, where the obesity rates are off the chart, have less severe liver shortages than anywhere else because of a combination of higher supply and lower demand. If you have a stroke, what's going on inside, your brain might be bleeding and you die, but what's going on inside you can be saved, your heart, your liver. It talks about this woman named Lisa who was in Region 9, which is the northeast region of the United States.
Okay.
She needed a liver and waited and waited and waited. I did not know this. It says out of pocket, liver transplants can cost more than $565,000.
So, for the patient?
So Lisa, and I'm going to post this story, relocated. She chose Duke in the mid-southern region, Region 11, which had a much shorter wait list for livers than Region 9. It's called transplant tourism. It refers to the practice of wealthy people traveling around for a new organ, and Americans engage in it too. It's domestic transplant tourism.
Let me do some housekeeping here real quick.
We've got a little bit of a delay issue.
Well, I'm having Kara go check on the delay. James, I know you didn't mean to say a word, but I swear on my father's grave I heard it, and so we had to dump you, and so I'm making sure that we get the delay back on.
I have a hard time thinking Catherine in Prairie Village talking about her sweet mother is going to drop an F-bomb, but...
Well, it was an S-bomb from James.
Hi, Catherine.
You are on delay
you're
now.
You're absolutely right.
But keep it clean, okay?
Oh, well, you're I don't use that word in my life, so no. Okay. Prairie Village, no.
Yeah.
Very prim and proper.
I
was going to say, yes, my mother was on dialysis for 3 years, and she was over the age of 75. And when it came to donation or receiving a kidney, they really talk about quality of life and the fact that if you had multiple medical issues, she would have died on the table, the operating table, and, you know, and this kidney would have been for naught. And so they thoroughly, thoroughly discuss it with our doctor, our nephrologist, the social worker at the renal center, the staff. I mean, it's a combined effort by everybody involved, the patient being, of course, number one. But you talk with family. You really have to soul search about how good is this going to help that patient.
Right.
And eventually, I mean, mother had to sign a piece of paper to sign off on receiving a kidney, and that was very hard for her. But at the same time, she put it in terms of understanding that I'm over 75. I've had a good life. I've had children. I've got grandchildren and great-grandchildren, and I'm fortunate. And she put it in the right perspective, and I think that's important, too, is understanding the individual, the patient that you're dealing with in terms of how they react to what has happened to them. And
Catherine, I would like to think
very strong.
Yeah, I would like to think if you were 75 or if I was 75, I would look at it this way. If my grandchild, who let's say is 6 years old, needed a transplant, would I want to be the one taking that organ at age 80?
That's right.
You know, you have to try to put it in those terms. And I'm glad that your mother was able to. I mean, it is a horrible dilemma.
It was difficult. It was very difficult for her. But, you know, 4 hours of your life, 3 times a week. And she did not know how to drive. And I was working. So we had 3 wonderful volunteers who took her to the hospital. And then after her 4-hour treatment, I would get off work and I would go pick her up and bring her home. But I think it is about the coping skills of the patient. It's having it's just having that strength in your own life and your beliefs as to how you react to this. And of course, her first thought was, this is time for me to say, sign the paper. She cried a little bit, but she was very strong and she said, no. My grandchildren and my children are more important, and I'm just so grateful that I have lived as long as I have.
Catherine,
and
thank you for the call.
Yeah, well, she immigrated from England at a time when things were not good, and so she has seen the good and the bad and said, you know, I'm in the best country in the world, and I'm very, very fortunate.
Right.
And I think it is about attitude, and it is about, you know, having a real understanding of yourself.
All right.
Catherine, great call. Can I clarify something real quick?
Mm-hmm.
So James, our caller, said he thought it was because they were poor. Let me clear it kind of depends on the way you look at it. Celebrity or financial status are not factors in getting a transplant. That's according to the United Network for Organ Sharing, okay? However, you get into the weeds of how this works, and we can have the discussion over whether or not you believe that. A 2013 study in the Journal of Transplantation found that patients who were able to travel, who had the financial means to travel, had a 74% increased likelihood of transplantation, resulting in a 20% reduction in the risk of death. The inequities are also racial. Those patients of white race who had private insurance were more likely to have successful outcomes. So they're not saying that money is going to get you an organ. But if you have the money to travel and quit your job and knock off for 6 months or a year and move to the Midwest where the list is shorter, sure, you're moving up on that list if you have the means to move. So is it about money? It's not directly about money. You can't pay someone to bump you up on the list. But there are some things you can do that are going to better your odds.
No, but Dana, the idea of moving for an organ transplant, you're the one who was saying, you know, we need to keep them here. It's, you know, this is the Midwest, and the fact that the people on the East and West Coast aren't donating their organs, blah, 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 blah. Should you have to have a certain amount of time lived in this area?
Right, like to run for Senate?
Yeah, before you can get an organ. I mean, you talked about organ tourism or transplant tourism, whatever you called it. And I've heard that term before, I think. If somebody's engaging in that, they're moving from New York City or Los Angeles,
right,
and they have means, and they buy a house in Roland Park or Fairway or Liberty and end up on the list, should they get kicked down the list because the only reason they moved here was to try to save their own life?
No, and I don't think you would begrudge anyone for doing what they could do if they had the means to do it. And this story talks about this woman, Lisa Waters. She says the move from the East Coast to North Carolina saved her life. She got the transplant. And here's her quote. Financially, you have to be able to pay for the stuff that insurance doesn't cover, like renting a place to stay, all your food, all of that.
Sandra in Kansas City, you get the last word on this. Hello, Sandra.
Hi.
Hi.
Go ahead.
Well, it is... I do believe that they do need to stay local. There's something called a MELD score. You can look that up, and it's based on your blood work as to how sick you are. My husband had stage 4 cirrhosis, did not drink drugs or anything like that, just genetics. Hmm. And you do have to go through a complete workup. It took almost 2 years before he even got it approved. You have to go see the heart cardiologist, a urologist, the lung doctor. I mean, so many other doctors in order to even get approved. And then once you do get approved, then they continually check your blood work on this MELD score to see how you are placed on the list. Luckily, we do know a little bit about our donor. He did come from Colombia, but with those organs, it's very complex. You have to have the right blood type, and there's other detailed, not just blood type, but there's the blood is so complex that they can get down into the weeds of to make certain that it really matches, and also the size. If you're a small person, you need a smaller, you know, lung. If you're a larger man or woman, you need the larger lung that will work for your body. And so, and you can't have these organs transfer across the country because we got the call at 3:00 in the morning. We got the hospital at 5:00. He did not go into surgery until 2:00. He got out at about 10:00 at night.
All right, let me stop you there, Sandra, just because we're up against a break. I hope your husband's doing well. Sounds like he is. Thank you for the call. All right, when we get back, we'll lighten it up just a little bit and not talk about death and life and death. We will play a game called Sing It Back with Dana Wright when we return here on Dana and Parks. Drove to work today and have for the last week and a half in a brand new 2019 Kia Sportage. And when I tell you I love this car, I mean I love this car. My 14-year-old daughter was asking me the other day if she could have the car when she's old enough to drive. When you're looking for a new car, you want comfort. You want safety. That's so important. And affordability. And you get all three when you shop at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Both Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru have an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And let me tell you, that is a rating well-earned. I was out there a couple, 3 weeks ago visiting with the owner out there, Bill George, and he is committed to customer satisfaction. He brought up their Better Business Bureau rating countless times. And he told me, he just looked me dead in the eye and said, if you ever hear somebody say anything about us that is not positive, you let me know and I will get it fixed. I will call them directly. That's the kind of service you get from Bill George and everybody at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. And when it comes to safety, I don't need to remind you, Kia and Subaru are some of the safest around. In fact, according to Forbes, Subaru and Kia took all four categories in the small car competition. At Olathe Subaru, you can buy or lease with $0 down payment. Online at OlatheSubaru.com and OlatheKia.com. See for yourself, and then we'll see you at Olathe Kia and Olathe Subaru. Ooh, yeah. So I wanted to make sure I got Sandra in, calling in about her husband, and did not want anyone to think us rude for not getting everybody in on such a sensitive topic. So after 3:30, we will play a little game called Sing It Back with Dana Wright.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and somebody asked online real quick. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to DonateLifeKansas, spelled out, .com, DonateLifeKansas.com, or MissouriOrganDonor.com.
Okay.
And fill out your, it takes 2 minutes. I did it 10 years ago. It's very, very fast. Say that you want to be a donor, and then your family doesn't, you know, have to have that awkward argument.
That we had at 3 o'clock in the morning at Katie Med Center.
Pretty much.
Where grandma's like adamantly opposed to donating my dad's organs
pretty
for some
much.
Crazy reason. And then my mom and my brother and I have to override my dad's mother.
Yeah, pretty much.
As he's in another room dying.
Yeah.
Okay. You mean that awkward moment? Is that what you're talking about?
2 minutes to sign up.
Yeah. When you put your grandmother in tears and she basically writes you out of the will. You mean that awkward moment? You want to warm up, by the way, for Sing It Back?
Yes.
Try this one on for size. I don't ever want to feel like I did that day.
I don't ever want to feel like I did that day.
Take me to the place I love. Take me all the way.
Wow!
Yes?
Yes.
The shadows mark so.
Came out of nowhere like a lunging cougar.
If you had said, I don't ever want to be, then I would have known it.
Here's a tough one.
I hate that song.
I saw him dancing there by the record machine.
I knew he must have been about 17.
To the newsroom and Kara Markser.
The vice president talks about the migrant caravan moving up from Mexico. More next.
Dana Wright here for Kriegel Mesh Diamonds. Whether you're in the market for a diamond ring, watch, earring. I had a girlfriend last night say they are looking at changing up her setting for their 20-year wedding anniversary. Yes, Scott and Steve will do that for you. Show them what you got. Tell them kind of what you have in mind. They will design something for you and sell it directly to you. If you want to trade in and trade up, they will help you do that. Remember, Scott and Steve are wholesalers, and because of that, you are going to save. Give them a call by private appointment only, 913-660-9609. In most cases, the price will be about half. 913-660-9609 for your private appointment, or KriegelMeshDiamonds.com.
3:30 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. Vice President Mike Pence echoing President Trump's comments about the caravan of migrants walking through Mexico as an assault on our country. ABC's Emily Rao reports.
Vice President Mike Pence hit the campaign trail in Mansfield, Ohio today, stumping for the Republican candidates for governor and Congressman Troy Balderson. Pence talked about the thousands of migrants making their way to the U.S.
The large caravan that has been seen in the media. It's nothing short of, as the president said, an assault on our country.
He told the crowd the caravans are being driven by leftist organizations in Central America. Emily Rao, ABC News, Washington.
Police are checking out a suspicious package in Midtown near 37th and Broadway this afternoon. It's right outside Chubby's restaurant, which is shutting down after today. They'll lock the doors for the final time tomorrow morning at 6. Traffic and weather together next.
Keeping a good deal of cloudiness in the forecast for the rest of today and for tonight. Our high upper 50s, overnight low from the low to mid 40s. Building in the sunshine for tomorrow, the high right at 60. A few disturbances rolling our way. A weak one coming in Thursday night into early Friday. Only a low end chance for showers. Friday's high for the mid to upper 50s. And then more scattered showers starting to roll in Saturday afternoon. Showers likely Saturday night and early Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
It's 56 right now at KCI, 59 in Lee's Summit, 58 at your official weather station.
Welcome to my nightmare. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Is Alice Cooper. This is the day musically I dread every year. Rod knows it. Rod loves it. He loves this freaky Halloween style music. I can't stand it. I don't like.
You like Thriller.
I do like Thriller.
I will tell you.
But I like Alice Cooper.
And I want you to prepare
because
yourself.
Because Monster Mash is coming up.
Listen. I want to talk to you about Monster Mash.
And Werewolf in London.
I want you to prepare yourself because I'm about to blow your mind. I realized that us non-monster people,
yeah,
We've never actually heard the Monster Mash. We've only heard a song about the Monster Mash.
Oh, God. So there's an actual Monster Mash
evidently
song that we've never heard?
We've never heard.
I can't wait to hear it.
Do you have it?
That'll
well, no, only the monsters have it.
Oh, okay, I see.
Oh, I see. That makes no sense. All right,
they're talking about the Monster Mash. Mm-hmm. That's not the Monster Mash. That's like the tribute.
Stop talking.
To the Monster Mash.
Are you ready to play Sing It Back?
I'm in.
Makes sense to you, doesn't it?
All
right, hey, she can go to you as lifelines one time each. Six songs. Are you ready?
Okay.
Number one, I've been walking these streets so long.
I've been walking these streets so long. I've been walking these streets so long.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's hard. I've been walking these streets so long. Mm-mm. I've been walking these streets so long.
How about this one? I've been walking these streets so long.
No, I got nothing.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Oh, Urban Cowboy? Rhinestone Cowboy?
You got the next line?
I don't. I don't know
hang
it.
Hang on.
I've been walking these streets so long.
Huh?
Trying to find my way.
Singing the same old song.
Okay, so that apparently was not...
Yeah, 1970s country, not my thing.
Okay, I don't think he recorded anything off that one there, so we're not going to... Well, I'll say that one as a bonus point. Let's see what we got here. All right, here we go. Okay. You ready?
Lay it on me.
This one should be pretty easy for you.
You have me all stressed out now that I
can't do this anymore.
We
started the hardest. She's got a smile that it seems to me.
Reminds me of childhood memories. She's got a smile that it seems to me reminds me of childhood memories.
Not bad at all. Here we go.
Okay.
Here's a good one.
Lay it on me.
I come home in the morning light.
I come home in the morning light. My mother says, what you gonna do with your life?
Try it again.
My father says, what you gonna do with my life?
Try it again.
Dear, you know you're still number one.
I come home in the morning light.
My mama says, what you gonna do with your life?
You gonna lock that one in?
Mm. She's screaming. It's hard to tell what she's saying.
I come home in the morning light.
My mom. It's father.
When are you going to live your life right?
Fine.
That's okay. You're still good. You're better at this than anybody else. I noticed the two lifelines haven't said a word. Like, I can help. I'm right here, Dana. Come to me. Nothing. Nothing over there.
Just keep going.
Dana, are you ready for the next one?
Lay it on me.
You don't have to be beautiful.
You don't have to be beautiful. I know this. You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
You don't have to be beautiful to turn me on.
Not bad, not bad at all. Let's see what we got here. Oh, yeah, this guy. That was a little bit of a hint, by the way. This one might be a little tougher. Mm-hmm. But I do know that I love you.
But I do know that I love you. Oh, I know this. But I do know that I love you. But I do know that I love you.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know that I love you. I know this. I know this. Oh.
You want me to give you just a little
no,
bit?
No, but I do know that I love you.
Uh-huh.
It's I don't know.
Oh.
But I do know that I love you, and if you love me too, what a wonderful world it would be!
Hang on, you're really close. Try again.
That I love you,
And I know that if you love me too.
But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Name that movie. Oh. Name that movie, Rodney.
Was it...
I'll give you a hint, and it's a big one. Harrison Ford.
Regarding Henry?
The movie was Witness. He falls in love with an Amish mother of a witness to murder, and they slow dance in the barn to that song.
Okay, I know that Harrison Ford was in Star Wars and Indiana Jones, and that's about it.
I believe it's Kelly McGillis. Gillis?
All right, here's a couple. Travis didn't have time to put these in the system for us today. Here are a couple of bonus points.
Put it on me.
It's a nice day to start again.
It's a nice day to start again.
Yes.
It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Very good.
I hate that song. White wedding.
Rising up to the challenge of our rival.
And the last known survivor wears his hair in the night.
Well, most people do wear their hair.
I don't know the song. And the last...
Rising up to the challenge
of our rivals. And the last... yeah, I got nothing.
Oh, the tiger.
Yeah, I know that part.
And the last known survivor stalks his prey in the night.
Carrie, you don't know that song. You've never seen Rocky. Acting like you know that song over there.
Song. I don't know what the words are, but I know that song.
Rod, this one's for you. Let me know when you're ready, my friend. And Dana and Kara are your lifelines.
Okay.
They won't know it, so you're on your own.
Okay.
When I'm driving in my car.
And a man comes on and tells me how white my shirts can be.
Ooh, you've got part of it.
When I'm driving in my car.
When I'm driving in my car.
You turn on the radio.
You need to stop. That's not even close.
No, it's the Stones. It's I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
Correct.
When I'm driving in my car.
And
I'm
that.
I don't know.
And that man comes on the radio.
Okay.
Kara Markser, this one's for you.
Okay.
I'm a model. You know what I mean.
I'm a model. You know what I mean when I do my little turn on the catwalk.
Thank you, Kara Markser, for playing.
Song ever, but I know every word. Why?
I don't know, but you are sickeningly good. But let everybody else play.
Hate that song. It's trapped in my head and it wants to come out.
This one might work for Dana. Show me how you do that trick. That's a really obscure one, but if you can get it, I will.
Show me how you do that trick.
The one that makes me scream, she said.
Oh, my.
Wow.
I hate The Cure. God, I hate The Cure.
How did you get that?
Show me
that
how...
stupid song is played all the time.
Wow.
I hate The Cure.
And yet you know it.
Yes.
I think the more you hate the song, the easier it is to sing it.
Rod, this one's for you.
All right.
Or Dana. You wake up late for school, man. You don't want to go.
You ask your mom, please, but she still says no.
very good. This one's for Rodney. You need cooling. Baby, I'm not fooling.
I'm going to send you back to schooling.
Ooh. Rod, if you get this one, I will run around this building naked.
Please don't.
Oh, God.
He's warned us that that was going to happen before. Yeah. No.
Bill collectors, they ring my phone.
I know
this.
Yeah,
me too.
I know this.
Dove collectors, they ring my phone.
Uh-huh.
And something leave me alone, but it's on the tip of my tongue and I don't know.
And scare my wife when I'm not home. It's Grandmaster Flash from the early 1980s. Rod or Dana on this one, of course.
Okay.
In violent times,
you shouldn't have to sell your soul.
Wow.
Boom.
Wow.
Tears for fears.
Wow.
Yes, it is.
Why do birds suddenly appear every time
every
you
time
are
you
near?
Every time you are near, just like me.
The reason is because you've denied yourself food and you're
they
now hallucinating.
Want to be.
That's why birds
or
suddenly appear.
Maybe it's a vulture and they're circling thinking you're about to die.
Not a lot of meat on those bones.
Oh, God. We're going to hell on that one. Burning like a red coal carpet.
Burning like a red coal carpet.
Okay.
This is going to be a song that I didn't know the lyrics to, but we know the song, but I didn't know that was the word. Burning like a red coal carpet.
All right, last one.
What was it? I got to know.
Oh, it was Rolling Stones. It was from Gimme Shelter, A Mad Bull Lost Its Way.
Got nothing.
Wow. Yeah, I have no idea.
Okay. Kara, this one's for you.
Okay.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Oh, come on. I know this song.
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Oh, my God. I know this song.
Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie. Is it You and Me?
It might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Oh my God, it's on the tip
of
my tongue.
You know this song. I know you do.
Oh, you have the right letter. I can see the letter you're about to form with your lips.
Might sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Baby.
Give us the artist. Is it Mellencamp?
In Sync.
Sound crazy, but it ain't no lie.
Bye, bye, bye.
That's it.
Oh. Duh. Oh.
And you call yourself a child boy of band the woman. 90s. You should be ashamed of yourself.
Oh, God. Knew it.
We'll do one more for Dana. Marry me, Juliet. You'll never have to be alone.
I love you, and that's all I have to know. Go pick out a white dress.
Whoa. Do that last line again.
Say it again.
Marry me, Juliet.
Marry me, Juliet. You'll never have to be alone. I love you, and that's all I really know. Talk to your dad. Go pick out a white dress. It's a love story.
Hey, it's Scott Parks, my friends at KC Smile. You know, over the past 23 years, Dr. Ross Headley has done unbelievable transformations for people who were unhappy with their smiles. So picture yourself having a perfect smile at your upcoming class or family reunion, a wedding, a big date, photograph sessions with the grandchildren. I know there are moms out there who have put off everything ahead of themselves. Now the kids are grown up. They're out of the house. It is your turn to do something for yourself. So why not spoil yourself with a beautiful new smile? Dr. Headley is the only accredited member of the American Academy of Cosmetic Dentistry in the entire state of Kansas. And your free consultation includes digital imaging that will show you how your smile will look after the dental procedure. I went out and visited with Dr. Headley and his staff today. They are so excited to see you and give you this life transformation. Check him out online at kcsmile.com and see for yourself. That's kcsmile.com. One more time, kcsmile.com. I'm on the highway to hell.
I'm on the highway to hell.
And he says it several more times.
I'm on the highway to hell. Highway to hell. I'm on the highway to hell.
Yeah.
No stop signs.
AC/DC. On this Halloween day, Hallow's Eve. Be safe tonight, and whoever comes by my house, if you take that thing of candy, I will kick you in your mouth.
Wow.
I am still bitter about what happened a year ago tonight. A mafia hitman who is said to hate rats is now under suspicion in the slaying of former Boston crime boss and longtime FBI informant Whitey Bulger.
Did you think that murder would be random? Be honest.
No. He had just gotten there.
That day?
Yeah.
Okay.
And quite frankly, with all of the federal prisons we have in the country, did they not know that this guy was in general population with him? Something tells me they just didn't want to deal with Whitey Bulger anymore.
We put the mob guy in cell 2A and the mob hitman in cell 2B.
Huh.
What a thought.
It's odd. Huh. Anyway, the official said that Freddie Geese, G-E-A-S, Geese, and at least one other inmate are believed to have been involved in Bulger's killing. The longtime investigator who spoke with the Associated Press was not authorized to discuss the case and spoke only on condition of anonymity. Geese, who is 51, and his brother were both sentenced to life in prison in 2011 for their roles in several violent crimes, including the 2003 killing of Big Al Bruno, who was in a crime family, who was gunned down in Springfield, Massachusetts. Why does every mafiosa
have a
goofball nickname?
I don't know.
The guy's name is Photius Geese, but he goes by Freddie.
Okay.
And Big Al Bruno's real name is Adolfo Bruno.
Haven't you heard about the life imitating art example after The Sopranos came out? Okay. So within the body of that hit program, they would say certain things as mobsters on The Sopranos. And then the actual FBI in America listening in on actual mobsters' conversations started hearing some of those phrases. Bada bing,
bada boom.
It was hilarious. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. They, in a real case of life imitating art, the mobsters were watching The Sopranos and then ripping off things they were saying.
Huh. Okay.
It's so weird. I know Midday's talked about this, but I could not turn off the radio during their discussion about the mother who has been charged. Follow me here.
Okay.
Charged after she drove through some high water. Her car started to lift and move, and it was a tiny little car. And she lost the grasp of her young son. And we have to talk about this case.
Is it local?
She has been charged.
With what?
His death.
Huh.
I cannot get over it, Scott. And I know people will say, well, we talk about charging people when they leave babies in hot cars, and we talk about charging idiots who leave their guns out and the kid picks it up. You cannot charge this woman.
Huh. Okay, let's do the keyword to cash. We'll get to that right after the 4 o'clock news. Your keyword this hour is pop.
Who's the weasel?
Pop.
Who's the weasel?
P-O-P. What all-white rap group had a hit with Pop Goes the Weasel in the early
1990s? Pop Goes the Weasel because the weasel goes pop. Beastie Boys?
No.
Run DMC?
No. I said all-white.
Oh.
Actually, one black guy, two white guys. Sorry.
I have no idea.
Third base.
What?
Third base?
That's the dumbest name for a rap group I have ever heard in my entire life.
To kids in Kansas, to those who, and I can't remember the, I had the cassette.
So bad.
I had it. Pop goes a weasel because a weasel goes pop. Yeah. Rap in the early 90s was really bad. 72881, text in the word pop, P-O-P, 72881, message and data rates may apply. It is a national competition. Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Marks.
Happening now on KMBZ, nothing dangerous found in a suspicious package in Midtown. Details next.
I drove by a neighbor's house today, and they just had their driveway sealed. Now's the time to do it before the snow gets here, folks. Have Seal Once KC come out and permanently seal and protect all of those outdoor areas on the outside of your house. Your driveway, your fence, your deck, your patio. Seal Once KC will come out and put that clear, penetrating, permanent sealant down. And they do help eliminate the worry of replacing some of those high-ticket items because they offer a 25-year warranty against deterioration when they do that work. Then move inside. Think about your cracked and stained garage or basement floors. We had that put down on our garage floor, the one with the flakes. It looks amazing. I went and swept it out two nights ago, actually. It looks brand new, the same as it did when they put that floor in. If you like a very neat, tidy garage, that floor is for you. Seal wants KC will come out with that permanent polymer decorative coating. Put that down. Comes in a ton of great colors and really will make your garage look great. Call today, 816-942-3927 for your free estimate. Mention Dana told you to call. You're still going to get that 20% discount. Remember, with Seal Once, you seal it and forget it. Go to SealOnceKC.com. Call 816-942-3927 today. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.